Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
How many years would it take to drive back and forth to Montana, hauling back in a pickup truck pieces of Crazy Mouse?
And the Bulldog.
This is me. Hi, I'm Chris. Because I'm a maniac. I'm irresponsible. And I'm bad with money. And, you know, I drink too much sometimes. So I don't make good decisions.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right. Plan to watch this game tonight?
Sure. For a while.
Me too.
I have no fantasy implications. Both our team and our opponent's team are done for the weekend. So I'm you know, real curious about the Cowboys.
In a way,
I got to bet on them.
We do, yes. Big one for you tonight. Got to win your home games.
Yeah.
In a way, I admire you. In another. The juice tonight. Holy cow. A couple of big ones.
I had enough juice yesterday. I was playing Bauk, and we went in. We were like, it was like 50-50 almost all day. And he had, I'm really volunteering this.
I'm glued.
I'm choosing. You're not dragging this out of me. I am choosing to make this the content that we provide for our audience right now. He had Bridgewater, and I had Sutton. And I had Cooper Kupp and he had Higbee. And it was close for a while until really Kupp got that second touchdown and then we sort of ran away after that.
But how about that guy's start?
No kidding. It was fun. Like we both had two guys and they were, you know, in the same games. And so it was kind of fun. I had some texting fun with him last night.
Oh yeah, he was into it.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah.
All right.
The kind of text that, like, if my wife ever, like, for any reason opened my phone and said, oh, I wonder what Chris was talking to Greg about, it would be, like, Sutton. No way would she even understand it except for the profanity, which would probably cause her to just pack a suitcase and leave because it got pretty – Greg and I get pretty, you know.
Of all things to end a marriage –
right,
you
profane
swearing
fantasy
over
football fantasy, text.
Over Cortland Sutton's workload. Right. It always comes back to Cortland Sutton.
Right. For you. Anyway,
I've got a friend who I'm watching this game tonight with because he and I have we're sharing a main event team, and I don't know I haven't seen his wife since this happened since this development, but I wonder if she is mad at me because he is texting me all the time about. Decisions, you know, waivers and everything. And I really never knew this side of him before all of this happened, like in the last month.
Right. So she might think you really dragged him into it.
Yeah. And so, like, tonight I'm going to his house, their house for this game. And I picture her, I like her a lot. I picture her being like, now he's coming over?
Like, right. Right. He better bring something I like to drink.
Their kids go to bed early. And so we need 33 from Prescott and Lamb. That's our situation. Mm-hmm. 33 ties it. 34 wins it. It's gettable. I think we're probably a 60-40 favorite somewhere in there.
Yeah, I would think that sounds entirely reasonable. Yeah, unless something happens to one of the guys.
Right. So that's a big one. And I'll have these other games going at the same time, of course. Dallas is a team where, like, there's a lot of – Philadelphia is okay, too. There's just players. They're a very relevant fantasy team. So that'll be big tonight. You'll know my mood based on how this game goes.
Okay.
Prescott and Lamb. So let's talk about a couple other receivers. Emmanuel Sanders. Now, yesterday he caught two touchdowns from Allen, And so Allen joins a pretty cool list. I like this sort of thing, of quarterbacks who have thrown touchdown passes to Emmanuel Sanders. He is the 11th, in fact, to do it. At least it's regular season. I don't think I'm including playoffs here, but I might be. Well, I mean, I am including playoffs. I don't know if there's anybody different here who has thrown a touchdown pass to him in the postseason. Anyway, 11 guys. You want to guess them? You want me to tell you? Allen is the 11th guy now to throw a touchdown pass to Emmanuel Sanders.
I don't know, Joe. I think this is doable, right? It's Pittsburgh,
yeah, we can do this.
Denver, New Orleans.
San Francisco.
And there you are. Okay, good. Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to stay in Pittsburgh, or do we want to move on and maybe come back? Because we need 11.
We can move on and come back. You mentioned San Francisco. Is Garoppolo hurt while he's there, or is that the Super Bowl year?
Well,
no, it's Garoppolo.
He's playing Garoppolo. In the Super Bowl because Garoppolo is the one who misses.
Right. That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Garoppolo's right.
Garoppolo is one of one. This is the better question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks to have thrown touchdown passes to Emmanuel Sanders that have started in the Super Bowl.
Okay,
and
so
four of them have won it.
So the rest of them won it, other than Garoppolo, obviously.
Yes.
Well, we got Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Manning and Breeze.
Manning and Breeze.
Oh, I bet this last guy's good.
I want to pretend Emmanuel Sanders is listening to this show right now. Like, just sort of either, which would you rather have it be? He's like shouting the name of the guy or trying to think of it. Which is better?
This has got to be a guy in Denver with all of their like cycling guys in and out, I think. This is a Super Bowl winner.
It is. Yes.
And he started.
There's only so many of those. Yes.
Oh, wow.
He was the MVP of the game.
Did Nick Foles find his way to any of these teams? No,
way.
Right?
No.
No.
Oh, man.
It's got to be Denver. I think it's got to be Denver. Pittsburgh had Vic. He didn't win, obviously, or even start in one, so that's not it.
Right. Vic is not on the list. But he's on another list we're going to get to.
Who else could be Denver? I don't know, man.
All right.
Keenum, no.
Keenum
obviously is
on the list, but not the answer we're looking for.
Okay, Simeon's on the list.
Yes.
Denver.
One of those Allens?
Brandon Allen?
No.
Oh! No, sorry. Not
well,
him.
I think I stumped him, everybody.
Yeah.
How about Nick Mullins?
No.
Cool. All right, we done trying to figure out the Super Bowl guy?
I think I'm coming back to it, hopefully.
Okay. Well, how's Taysom Hill?
Yes, Taysom Hill. Touchdown passes to Emmanuel Sanders. Three names left, all played for Denver. One is a former Super Bowl MVP.
What?
They're all quarterbacks, by the way. Sanders has thrown, this is cool too, Sanders has thrown two touchdown passes in his career. One was to Cortland Sutton. It always comes back to Cortland Sutton. And the other was to Raheem Mostert.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for Dable mixing that in somewhere.
Yes.
This year.
Brock Osweiler.
Yes.
He did not start and win a Super Bowl.
The other two guys on the list are both former first-round picks.
Paxton Lynch.
The only one you don't have is a former Super Bowl MVP.
Okay, we need to start going back through Super Bowls.
Yes, you need to do that.
Okay,
yes.
It's not Rodgers.
Right now. It's not Aaron Rodgers.
It's not Aaron Rodgers.
Now I really want Emmanuel Sanders to be listening.
Tom
I still don't know
Brady.
Whether I want him to know it.
It's not Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan was not MVP. It's not Russell Wilson. I think we have to go back to the 2000s. This is a guy at the end of his career.
Oh, Joe Flacco.
Right.
That guy shouldn't.
Joe Flacco.
On.
Right. Okay. That's Sanders' list. Yesterday in L.A., DeSean Jackson caught a 75-yard touchdown pass. There's some cool stuff here. Jackson is now tied for the most 75-yard touchdown plays or catches, I think receptions, in NFL history with Lance Allworth. They each have 9 75-yard touchdown catches. DeSean Jackson, Lance Allworth. He broke the record, I believe, held by Jerry Rice on this play for most 50-yard touchdown catches, 44.
Oh, my gosh.
44 50-yard catches, maybe not all touchdowns. The most in NFL history, DeSean Jackson. All right, now I want you to give me his list. Now, it's a different list. It's also 12. Sanders was 11. 12 quarterbacks. So it's about as long. It is not as prolific a list of players, but it's kind of cool.
Well, we got Vic.
Michael Vick. There are a lot of guys. There are guys on this list who have played a lot of football. It's more a list of players who didn't make the Super Bowl. It does have two Super Bowl starters on the list and one won and one lost, by the way. Okay. Not to confuse you. I hope I didn't confuse you.
I wasn't even listening to whatever you just said. I was starting to think about guys. I'm trying to think about where he's been and when, because he's been, it feels like he's been everywhere, but I know that's not right.
Stafford.
Stafford's on the list. Jameis Winston?
Yes.
Donovan
McNabb. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes, yes. Tampa. And McNabb, Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
It was back to 2008.
Yeah, the play where he drops the ball like right at the one-yard line when he's a rookie. Every time I see that play, I just think, I can't believe DeSean Jackson's still playing because that clip looks ancient.
Yes.
It's not in HD. It's in the old Cowboys stadium, just all of it.
It was pretty awesome how he finally made a play after all this time and was hot-dogging it inside the five-yard line and almost got caught.
Yesterday,
right, after the, what you're mentioning, Joe, from his – I mean, amazing.
Do you have a room in your house you don't like walking into? That might be him with end zones.
Right.
If I can I just sort of peek in, put the ball across? I don't really want to run there.
Right.
He did that with the punt return he had against the Giants that one time too. Carson Wentz.
Wentz.
Foles.
Yes. Foles. DeSean Jackson touchdown passers.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Like every Eagles quarterback ever.
Does he go back to whatever Detmer was in Philadelphia?
Oh, I don't know.
No. That's too
08,
far.
08 is his rookie year.
Okay.
Wentz, McNabb, Hurts, Winston, Stafford, Vic, Foles, Fitzpatrick. You've got 8 out of 12.
Oh, he's in Washington for a few years. When is he in Washington, though? Is that right after Philadelphia? I think it is. So, Cousins.
Right.
Good job, Joe. If he's there with Cousins, maybe he catches one from Colt McCoy?
Yes.
Wow.
Very good.
Do we think he... What year is RG3? That's 2011... He's only 3 years into his career. I think he's in Philly longer than that at the start. So I'm going to say RG3 is not right.
Oh, he is right.
He is right? Okay.
Griffin is right. And there's only one more, right? Technically, I believe, not a former Bill.
Vince Young.
Nope.
Oh, not even in Philly?
Good guess. Now, I might be wrong about that. Maybe he's a former Bill. Not
Antonio
sure.
Brown.
No.
Matt Leinart?
No.
Jordan? No.
Where could this be? This could be in Washington. This could be... Oh! Kevin Cobb.
Kevin Cobb.
Well, all right.
Is he a former Bill?
I think he was on IR the whole year.
He wasn't released?
Right. did they waive him injured? I don't remember what they did with him.
He never wore a uniform for a game, though, right? A regular
right,
season game?
No, he got hurt in the preseason game in Washington. He got a concussion after also slipping on that rubber mat that same summer. And never played in a regular season.
He was placed on IR August 30th of 2013. He was released on March 11th, 2014.
Okay, so.
Does he get a ring?
He's a former Bill, yeah.
His career stats, Buffalo is listed with 0 games played, 0 games started, 2013. DNP.
On the Pro Football Reference page?
Yeah.
All right, so it did exist.
Yep.
All right. Former Bill, I guess.
No, it's not on the Pro Football Reference page, sorry.
Okay.
It's on Wikipedia, and they're referencing Pro Football Reference, but they deviated in this situation.
Interesting. Huh.
I'm so confused now.
I know.
About Kevin Cobb. I did not expect when I got up this morning that I would ever be confused about Kevin Cobb today, but now I am.
Yeah, isn't that what makes life wonderful? You just don't know what you're going to be confused about on the air every day, but it'll be something.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know what it's going to be.
Bank on it.
That's the beauty of it. We had the pleasure of talking with Eric Wood today. Joins us every Monday, and we will share that back with you here shortly. He talked about the story of Allen going into this game and what he saw. A lot on the line play, like is always great to get from Eric, and a little bit on Tampa Bay, New England Sunday night. He's got lots of Brady and Belichick memories, and he talked, you know, interestingly about Brady and more of the Patriots organization by contrast. So, not to give everything away, you're going to hear it next. Eric Wood. And enjoy that. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.